in daf chav dalet amad alef biyash minan hanitarti, the Gemara is explaining why we need so many cases to tell us pesha osar pesha yitter. So biyash minan hanitarti, if it would say only the two by moment, sadezu shalabicha isolakartia mimenu and ksab yedeinu vanusameinu, is mishum de mamoine. It's only a shailin moment, so therefore we're saimach and the namonis of pesha osa. Abul eishes ish de isuet. But eishes ish is a shaila of isu. Eimaloi. So I would think you don't say pesha osa lagabi isu. So that's why we need eishes ish ayisi benis garashti. So the Gemara asks, Nishbeisi etoirani lomali. So why does it have to say Nishbeisi etoirani? I know by Yisr also there's a lomdus of Pesha also. So the Gemara answers, Mishim de Kaboy le Misne, because it says in the Seifim, Vimishenises bo Eidim harezu leiseitse. That even though Edim came, if it was Misenises, Arezulay Seitzi, and the Gemara held this halacha only applies by Shvuya. So Memelanish is telling us the din of Nishbeisi Yatoirani, that it helps if she got married, or Yitiruah Lenose, even though Edim come later. So the Gemara says, Hanicha Laman de Masni Lo Aseife. If it only goes on the Seifim, so that's good. So you have to tell us the din of Pesha Osa by Shvuya, that after Tiru Linose, so the Pesha Osa helps. Even though Boed, Laman de Masni Lo Areshe, but if it goes on the Reshin Kolshkin on the Seifim, Maikala Meima. The Gemara answers, Mishim Tekaboy Lemisne Shtei Noshim Shanishbu. He wants to tell us, Shtei Noshim Shanishbu, this aloche, that they're not Nemon, that they're Nemon one on the other. Shtei Noshim Shanishbu Lomali, Ma De Teima Neichesh Legaimlim, that we should be Chayesh Legaimlim, that what each one is made on the other one is because, in return, the other one is made on her. Kamash melon, that we're not chayish legaimlim by shvuya. V'chein shtei anoshim lomali, why do we need the last bove of shtei anoshim by kuhune? Srimo says, mishim dekaboy lemisni plutti derab Yehuda verabon. Here we have a machlekes already, if an edechad is nemon, V'chayish l'goimlim. So Mamela, that's why this halacha was brought in. This is a continuation of Shtei Noshim. Let us see, Rashi, Mishum Daboy L'mishte Shtei Noshim Shanishbu L'ashmina D'bizman Shemidizu Azu Nemonis. Zogt Taisves, Nishbeisi U'tahirani Lomoli, because of the Rashba, Amaylai Meshani, Mishim Daboy Lemisni Seifim, Yesh Eidim Shenishbis, Va'omra Toirani Einon Emenes. It's not coming to tell us the Chaymer. It's not coming to tell us the Kul of Pesha, so it's coming to tell us that if there's Eidim, she's not Nemon. Mieshloima, Davke, if she's the one that's Megala, that she's a Shvuya. Miesheidim Shanishbi, she's not Nemo. Mieshloima Shemhola Yitzrech, the Misefe, the Masnissin Shaminolo. The Tony Sefe, Irsha Kovshuha Karchum, Kolkahine Shanimtsa Besecha Psulois, the Eino Nemenes Loima Tayrni. So that a locha, that a Shvuya is not Nemen on herself, if I know that she was a shvuyah, that's enough in the mission in the safe peyik. Shtei noshim shenishbu lomoli, yilash minin da achas namenes lachavote, it's also shver, obehed yetnan da filavet v'shivcha namonim, that you don't need an eight kosher to be mater, afil an eight posel is nemon. So I would know that an isha is nemon lohid al chavata. So Koch is coming to tell us to lech hashinah legoimla. V'chein shnei anoshim lomoli, v'shim deboi lemisni pluktet rabi yudah v'rabona. Avol b'shtei noshim mashme, deloi polig rabi yudah. V'shim deboi shvuye hi kilo. But it would seem that from the Ritas Loshen HaGemore, that by Trume, there is a machloikis, if you are chayish l'gaimlem, if not chayish l'gaimlem, you those you are chayish l'gaimlem. But by Shvuye, everyone holds we're not chayish l'gaimlem. V'koshe, the lekamon ashkechon ipche, the mesiach lefi tumoy nemon betrume, afilu al pi atzmoy. That by Trume, afilu, the Kohen alone, says on himself, Mesiach lefi Tumay dik, that he's a Kohen, he's Nemo. K'di omaga b'yoichanin oichol chalis, the haleyu rebi lekohuna alpiv. V'gabi shvuyo toni lekamo, hakel nemonim lehoido, that she's toil, chutz mi bailo. Mukilah b'mesiach lefitumei. That baila that's mesiach lefitumei is not nemo. So memeila, so Tosfos asks, so we have here two halachas. When it comes to goimlin, so Rabbi Yehuda says, by trume, we're chayish legoimlin. By shvuye, we're not chayish legoimlin. So we see that shvuye is killed from trume. When it comes to mesiach lefitumei, so then we see fakert. That by Trume, Mesiach Lefitumai is Nemon, the Bardover alone. And by Shvuye, Mesiach Lefitumai is not Nemon, the Baal. Umiyu. So Taishu says, Lamai de Mokminon Pluktayu Bemalin Betrume Leyuchsin, Niche. The Maskonis Agmoris and Chavdalda Medbeis, that the time of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Eidechod is not Nemon. It's not because Trumem, an Eidechod is not Nemon. No, he holds Malin mitrume leyuchsin. If we will assume that Yener is kosher to get Trume, so automatically it will be Malin leyuchsin. The Eidus of Yuchsin needs a Biro of two Eidim. So that is the svore of Rabbi Yehuda that an eidechod is not nemon, chayish legoimlim, that's why nechod is not nemon. Amila maidem akminim pluktai b'malim betrume leyuchsin niche. The time the machmer Rabbi Yehuda tfei mi betrume mi b'shvuye. The reason Rabbi Yehuda is machmer is mishum de malin mitrume leyuchsin. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Avol Rabbi, the Mekel Tvei Betrume B'Mesiach Lefitumoy, Hayne Mishum De Kosova Dein Malin Betrume Leyuchsin Kedi Yoma Lekamo. So Tosfos answers as follows. We had over here a problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Eidechod is not Nemon by Trume. Goimlin are Nemon by Trume. Goimlin are Nemon by Shvuya. So we see from this that Shvuya is kill than Trume. Now, we have a member of Rabbi, that Rabbi says that Mesiach Levitumoy is Nemon by Trume. And we have a Mishnah that Mesiach Levitumoy is not Nemon by Shvuya. So here we see that Shvuya is more chomer than Trume. So Tosfos says, Rebbe holds ein malin mitrume leyuchsin. So Mamela, Truma alone is more killed than Shvuya, 100%. That's why Mesiach lefi Tumoy is Nemon by Truma, because Truma is killed. Shvuya is more chama. So Shvuya, Mesiach lefi Tumoy is not Nemon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an eibechod is not nemon by truma, not because truma is more kill than shvuya. Everyone knows truma is more kill than shvuya. No, Rabbi Yehuda got hold malam mitruma leyuchsin, that if you'll be marshal a truma, automatically you'll be marshal a yuchsin. So memele, so for yuchsin is chomo, fashteitzer. So we're not comparing truma to shvuya. Before we had a problem that, lagabi goimlin, we see that shvuya is less chomo than truma. Gamisich vitume, we see that shvuya is more chomo than truma. So we had a problem. So Taisha says, no, it's not. I'll tell you guidelines. Truma is more kill than shvuya. So that's why Mesich Lefi Tumoy is Nemon by Truma, not by Shvuye. We see Rav Yudah, not because of the Chaymer of Truma, Kishol's Malin. That's the story of Rav Yudah. So Bekevege asks Akashe, but we have to know, we have a Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer says, he says, Goimlim, Omar Abulazza, Imasai, Bamokim Shesh Oirin, Bamokim Shein Oirin, Malin Lakuna Alpi Eidechot. Now, Abulazza holds Malin Lakuna Alpi Eidechot. So, Rashi says, as long as it's not Goimlin. Rashi says, Malin, Eichad Aleka Goimlin. Vayna Dika Ben Rabbi Loza Latana Kama De Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Loza holds Malin Letruma Al Pi Eidechot. Now, if he holds an Eidechot is good, so he holds Ein Malin Mitruma Leyuchsen. Because he holds Malin Mitruma Leyuchsen, Eidechot would also not be good. So Rabbi Loza also holds Ein Malin Mitruma Leyuchsen. Afal pi kain is chayish for gaimlin. By shvuye, no one is chayish for gaimlin. So we're back to the kasha. It means Taisli spoke about a stam mishnah by shvuye, a member of Rebbe, and a member of Rabbi Yehuda. In that, Taisli took care of. Taisli took care of everything. Rabbi Yehuda is... Taisus took care of the Stam Mishneh and Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. And Taisus gave us guidelines that Trume is killed and Shvuye, but Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer because Rabbi Yehuda is Malim with Trume Eliyuchsen. So Rabbi Kibbege asked, but there's another Tana which Taisus ignored, Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo and our Mishneh holds an Edechod is Nemon. So he's Choylik on Rabbi Yehuda. He holds ein malin mitrum eliyuchsin, but goimlin is no good. So we see that trume is more chomer than shvuya. So we're back to the kasha. That in the Rebbe holds, gabi mesich lefi tumoy, that by trume is nemon, and by shvuya is not nemon. So Rabbi Kvege blies by tzorchim. That means like Taisus ignored Rabbi Loza. There's another mandiyoma over here. Yeah. But Taisus has another kash. Avalamai the muki pluktai mishum goimlin kosh. But Taisus says, that means later we'll have a chavdalad amet beis, what the tam of Rabbi Yehuda is. If Rabbi Yehuda holds chayish le goimlin, or Rabbi Yehuda holds malam mitrume le yuchsin. So, there's one side that is chayish le goimlin. Now, if he's chayish le goimlin, he also holds ein malin mitrume le yuchsin. No, he holds chayish le goimlin. So now, we have over here a problem. So, by goimlin, is machmel by trume. By shvuye, is not machmel by goimlin. And when it comes to mesich lefi tumoy, it's verkehrt, that mesich lefi tumoy is Nemon by Truma, not Nemon by Shvuya. V'yeshloime de betrume de Rabbonon, davko de miskash mesich lefi tumik de mashma bagoizlo basro, avo betrume de araisoloi. So Taisvis answers that we're talking about three different cases. Our Mishnah is speaking about Truma de araisa. Truma de araisa is more chomo than Shvuya. So Mamela, that's why we're chayish legoimlin by Truma, we're not chayish by Shvuya. That Rebbe said that Mesich lefi Tumoy is Nemon, And speaking about Truma de Rabbona, so Truma de Rabbona is kill, more kill than Shvuya. That is Teis Vistaritz. Rabbi Kevega gets stuck here also. Rabbi Kevega asks, Lemaise, by Truma de Rabbonon, it says that a cotton, that a godel is nemen lohoid masheroi bekotnoi. By Truma de Rabbonon. By Truma de Rabbonon, if he's a godel now, he's nemen lohoid masheroi bekotnoi. And by Shvuya, a cotton is nemen. So we're stuck. That means like this. Taisvis in the second Teretz also gave us guidelines. Taisvis says, Truma de Rabbonon is kill. That's more kill than Shvuya. And that's why Truma de Rabbonon is sich levi Truma is Neman. Shvuya is not de Rabbonon. Shvuya is achshas, maybe she's a zayne de Araisa. And Truma de Araisa is more chomor than Shvuya. Fine, that was Taisvis Teretz. Frektach habekevega, let's talk about a cotton. If a cotton is kosher to say Eidus by Shvuya, if a cotton is kosher to say Eidus by Truma de Rabbonon, that is a koi. So the Gemara says further that by Shvuya a cotton is nemon to say Eidus, that loy nitmeis. And by Truma de Rabbonon, they were makel loy begodloy mashero bekotnoy. But a cotton cannot say Eidus by Truma de Rabbonon. So we're still stuck. That's Rabbi Kevega's Akasha. Let us go further. Zok the Gemara. Tana Rabbon. Ani koin v'chaveri koin. Nemon l'achiloi betrume. And each one, it seems, is saying on the other one. Nemon l'achiloi betrume. Ve'einoi nemon lasiya ishe. He's not nemon lasiya ishe. By saying he's a koyin, he's nemon lagabi trume. He is not nemon lasiya ishe. Exactly what this means, we'll see. Amachlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Achi yigimel. You want to be masiya ishe, you need three people. Shnayim me'idim al zeh, v'shnayim me'idim al zeh. And for the third one also, if Shnayim Eden knows that. That means, for Lasiya Isha, you need three Kaihanim, in order that two of them say that this third one is a Kohen. That means, Lasiya Isha, you need two Kaihanim to say that he's a Kohen. You're not Nemon with one. But Gabi Trume, one Kohen is Nemon. Rabbi Yehuda Oima Afein Nemon Lachile Betrume. Rabbi Yehuda Oza Neidechad is not Nemon Lachile Betrume. Achi Yeshloishe Shnayim Idem Alzeh Shnayim Idem Alzeh. Eses Rabbi Yehuda holds that you also need two Eidem Lagabi Trume. Frek de Gemara Lememre de Rabbi Yehuda Chayish Lagoimlem. And that's why you'll need two Eidem. Tweedem teisus uber nat chayish legoimle. The Rabbonon loy chayishi legoimle. And that is why the Rabbonon say that ani v'chaveri koin is nemon legabi trume. Vo ipcho shamina lehu. So the Gemara says, we learned fakert. The Snan, we learned as follows. Hachamorim shenichnesu le'ir. Now these chamorim asoichim, they're coming to sell the tvua. V'oma echad mehem, we'll learn the gemara the way Rashi learns the gemara. So one of them says like this, Shali chodosh. My tvua is chodosh, that means it's fresh tvua, which is not a maila in tvua. It's better when it's yovesh, stomach you can make flour out of it. When it's fresh, it's not so choshuv. So he says like this. So this one is mamash a real tzaddik. He says, Shali chodosh, my tvu is inferior. It's chodosh. Shel chaveri yoshan. But my chaver, his tvua is yoshan, it's dried up tvua, very good quality. Then that's in gashmias. And then he speaks about ruchnias. Shali ain't a misukin. Mine is stevel. Vishal chaveri misukin. But my chaver, he was mafrish, maisris. Now, these two people are amaratzim. Legabi d'mai, we don't believe them. But just listening to this person, mamish tetzitkis is running from his mouth. We see, I mean, he's mamish from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. He says in the, his is better in Gashmias and Ruchnias. So, l'chayre, we should believe such a person. Ein nemo. So the Rabbonon hold is not nemo. Rabbi Yehuda imer nemo. Rabbi Yehuda holds nemo. So the svar from the Chachamim is we're chayish v'gaimlim. That means in this city they say this pisgam. The next city is going to go the other way around. The other is going to say the pisgam. So memele, so they're chayish v'gaimlim. And Rabbi Yehuda is in the spoil because he all of a sudden he's not chayish v'gaimlim, and he's in the spoil from his sitkis. And before we had fakert. Omar Avada Barava Omar Rav Mechlefes Hashita. It's like a nice nekasha. So we have to say Rabbi Yehuda holds Eini Nemon and the Rabbanon hold Nemon. Abaya Omar Lo'ilom Lo'itepach. You don't have to be Mahapach. Bidmai Hikilu. Reiv Amei Ha'oretz Ma'asvenheim. That means here we're talking about Dmai. Look, Dmai is the Shvache Shaila. Reiv Amaratzim is Ma'asvenheim. So memele, so by the biru, to be mevarer, if it's d'may, or if it was mafrish, maisrus or not, so here, filu, shvacher biru is sufficient. So memele, so that's why they were mamin, the one to be made on the other. Masha'in kain, by trume is, we're talking about trume, if he's a kohen, if he can eat trume. Truma is an ernst to Shaila, so by Truma, Rabbi Yehuda is chayish l'goymo. Omar Rav. So Abaye solved the problem already. Eis Rabbi Yehuda is meikel by Dmai, mishim reiv amaratz and maasrim. He's machmer by Truma. Omar Rove, so Rove asked Abaye, the Rabbi Yehuda kasha, the Rabbonon, other Rabbonon, loy kasha. I mean, there's a double kasha, but it's not only a kasha in Rabbi Yehuda. There's a stir in the Rabbonon. Here, the Rabbonon holds by Trume, you're not chayish l'goimlin. And by Dmai, they hold you're chayish l'goimlin. So Rabbi Kevege says he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. He says we have to understand one thing. He says by trume, he says bemisin to be made if a person is a koyin, he's allowed to eat trume. He says that is an edechad is nemon. Edechad nemon bisur. Now we have to clear a shaila, but maybe he loses his namonis if will be chayish l'goimlin. That means we have an eid echad over here, which theoretically has a namonis. The shaila is maybe we should be megareya his namonis because maybe he's saying it because of goimlin. That's a chash. So that's a chash to take away his namonis. Fine. The Rabbonon hold leichashina legoimlim. So you leave him on his previous namonis. Right? Now, when it comes to Dmai, Nama Oritz is not nemonon Dmai. So, he's not, Namoritz is not nemonon Dmai, period. Now, this one is saying that, I'm telling you, it's Mesukin. So, first of all, he's not eligible to be made. No, I'm going to say, but listen, this Amoritz is different. This person is from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Look at his Ehrlichkeit. It's Mamish Meiradi. So, Bekitzer, I want to be mam in him because of his Ehrlichkeit. So I want to give him an Amonis. But the minute I'll tell you he's doing it because of Gaimlin, so you lost. That means this whole thing goes down the drain. So here we're clearing a suffix. Does he deserve an emonis? That means he's an amoritz. An amoritz is not nemon. We're clearing a suffix, but maybe we should give him the emonis. So someone says, listen, don't be so naive. Why are you taking this so naively? He's saying this because the next city, the other one's going to say it. So here, the chash goimlin is that we shouldn't give him an emonis. That means he's an amoritz. Rightfully, we shouldn't believe him. Simon, you're an amoritz is an emon on the mind. So the shail is, but should we give you an emonis from the tzitkis that we hear from you? So someone says, listen, who says we hear tzitkis? Maybe this is goimlin. So Memele, so this is telling us, so we have no right to give him an emonis. That's the svar of the Chachamim. Masha ain't came by Trume, he's an Eidechot. Eidechot is Nemo to say that Yen is a Koyim. Does the Chash, should we take away his Nemonis? Not that we have to give him Nemonis. Should I take away the Nemonis because maybe he's saying it because of Goylo? So could be. The Rabbana knows you don't take away, but you don't give either. That means you have to be open-minded. This Kash, Rabbi Kiveges, he brings the Bnei Yeshua, yes, this Kash. Okay, Abba Al-Kaponim, let's not get into the Gemara asked this for a Kash. Elo, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, loy Kash, k'deshanino, and Rabbi Yehuda, we have this Teretz, that, the Mai Hikilo, because Reivam Ratzim Ma'asrimen. The Rabbonon ad the Rabbonon loy kashe, kede omar Rabbi Chomer bar Ukvem, b'shekliyum nosoi biyodoi, ochenami b'shekliyum nosoi biyodoi. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, nemon lachiloi betrume, v'ini nemon lasiyo isho miyucheses, mailo hi biyuchsen. Now, exactly what Rashi means, I'd just like to say over the Meginah Shlomis is Pshat and Rashi, with this, if I'm first place with Kashe, Miyucheses Yuchsin is Gematria Kohune. And he wants to marry, a Kehenes, that's a Miyucheses, we know she's a real Kehenes. So Maile he be Yuchsin, that we have to know that he's, we'll see Rashi says later that Chafeimet Beis that he's not a Mamza. When it's talking about a Kehenes, we have a Kehenes, so it's a Maile by a Kehenes that we have to be Mevarer if he's not a Mamza. That's what Rashi says later. But this is a Chayma by Yuchsin, that means, as the Meginah Shleim explains, if a Yisraelis wants to marry a person, you don't have to clear, is he a mamz? Chas v'sholem. You don't clear such things. Rav Yidna and mamzerim, you don't clear, makim Yisrael, mamzerim shebeneim. You don't have to clear that he's a mamzer. But by a kehenes, samayle hi biyuchsin, a kehenes, a miyuchesses, samayle biyuchsin, that we have to, they were machmer by the yichas of kunet, To we have to find out who the husband is. So Memele, and Rashi says later, Rashi, maybe he's a mamzer. You think he's a kohen? Fine. One aid is not nemo. Achamorim soichei tvu melichem imokim hazoil lekrochim. Shali chodosh shalchaveri yosh. Shali einim mesukim shalchaveri mesukim. Meshabeich shalchaveri mezalzol shaloi. Shali einei meusa, shal chaveri meusa. Shali chodosh, ve'eina yovesh adayin kol tzolchei, v'shal chaveri yoshen v'yovesh kol tzolchei. D'stam yoshen toy min ha'chodosh beis ha'goyren, k'demrine beis ha'n neshech, hoye chadosh eis me'arba so l'sela, v'yishon eis misholosh so l'sela. So you see that yoshen was much more expensive. Einai nemo, so the Chachamim says that nemo, hoil v'amoretzi, he's an amoretz, v'ini nemo na lamaise. Af al pi, but mamish, it's very enticing, but what he's saying, she made al shalai sheni misukin. Boit she moisif im zu dvorem acherim l'shabeche shal chaveroi. So lemaise, we see gewaldike tzitkis from him, ene nemen laharsike shal chaveroi, becheskas misukin. She ain't on Ella Marimim. This whole thing is only to pull the wool over our eyes. Amirato kam ani b'moke macher, and that's how we'll make business. And fine, I'll be your salesman. You'll be my salesman. So memele, so the chachamim held that we don't swallow. We're not so gullible to believe everything that what we hear and see. B'shekli umnosai biyodoi. So the Chachomim hold that here he's not Nemon, here he's not Nemon. So he asked, but by Truma they were Mako. So here Bishiklim Nosa Biyodai. Chamo Hamevi Tvua Limkeir, O Yonese Biyodai Achamo, brought Tvua Limker, or Yonaisi Biyodai Kli Heker Shal Mechira. So he brought about the tools that a Moicha needed. Kigoin Mechak, Shemoich Kimbo Hamide, that means they used a leveler, when they used to fill up the Mide, then they used to level it off, that it should, the Mide should be level. So this one who's talking that my tfuah is chodosh, my tfuah is in mesukin, so why is he bringing it here? Not to sell, I mean, it's not sellable yet. So he's bringing it, he's going to store it in this city, he's not selling it. If you're bringing it not to sell, so why are you bringing the tools that a moicha has, that they also say he was carrying along? So this doesn't stim with the whole show. I mean, you're telling me that yours is not up for sale and those. And then you have this kalim, danan sadi shalomecha hevia. Hilkach ein ze ela goimel, vzayod olav, bekach shalifneim. So Memela, from this it spells out that he's a goimu. So Memela, that's why we don't believe him. Let us see Taisus. Aval einai nemon lasia ishe, perish bekunteris, sarashi baitach of heimet, beis the bach and the reshach sechen zu. Now what is the shaila? Mishum chash mamzeris and the sinis. That means, we're clearing that maybe he's a mamzer. Maybe he's a mamzer. So he's saying, no, he's a kohen. So he's not nemon. For that, for lasiya isha, you need to aid him. Now, I'd like to mention ashtikul ha'ore. Perhaps it's Rashi l'shitosoy. There is a Dimrei Moshe and Simen Yud brings down a Taz and Ebenezer Simen Zayin Sifkot and Yud Aled. The Taz clears such a shaila. The Taz clears if you have a Koyin Amamzer, does he eat Trume? Is he permitted to be Metamel Amesin? Now Koyin has a lot of Dinim. He has special women he's permitted to marry, and then he has his mutter betrume, he's also a tamil amesim. So the task clears a shayla, and simin zayin, if a koin a mamzer is permitted to eat trume. That means could be, he's also a kol, he's a mamzer, but could be he's allowed to eat trume also. Why not? Let's speak about a very east. The Taz has got speaking about another case, but there's a very poshet case which you don't go into problems. Let's say a kohen married a mamzeres. There's no isurikun involved. He married a mamzeres. Now the child that's born, he's a kohen mitzad oviv. He's a mamzer mitzad imoy. See, klal zashayla if he's
muta betrume. So ayir eshtikol ha'orem. We're speaking about over here. Ani koyin v'chaveri koyin nemon lachiloi betrume veini nemon lasiya isha. So they're saying he's a koyin. Ani koyin v'chaveri koyin. And is not. You need two Eidim for this. So L'chayra, I hear the Or, according to the Taz, forget about it. It's all a Yozai Nemon. Who spoke about that he's not a Mamza? Rashi says further there's a Shalom, maybe he's a Mamza. That's what Rashi, that Tosu brings on a Rashi, right? That's a Rashi, that's a Rashi, that's a Rashi. When it comes to marry Anisha, we clear maybe he's a Mamza. Fine. Okay, Tzachshash, that's what Rashi says. That's the Rashi that Tosus brings down. Perish Pekunteris, that's the Rashi Chafemet Beis, Mishum Chshash Mamzeres. Right? So we have a Sovi, this person is a Mamzer. Now what are the Eidim saying? The Eidim are saying he's a Koyin. Fine. Ne'amon Achille Betrume. Ve'inei Ne'amon Asiye Yish. So, L'chayre, according to the Taz, when I say he's a Koyin, I'm saying he's not a Mamzer. It can be a Koyin and a Mamza. The Taz told us there can be a Koyin who's a Mamza. He's not allowed to marry. He's also lovey b'kol, but he eats trume. So when they said that he's a Koyin, so who said he's not a Mamza? If our problem over here is Rechoshish, maybe he's a Mamza. So no one ever said he's not. Whoever said he's not a Mamza, I just said he's a Koyin. Ani Koyin. The Chaveri Koyin. That's all what I said. A Koyin? Fine, we'll give you Trume. Fine. You're Koyin, you eat Trume. Ve'einoi nemon lasiya yishoy. I mean, the Haggadah of Koyin, it is, it would be nemon. A Koyin doesn't say he's not a Mamza. He can be a Koyin and a Mamza. So, v'cheire dachsam yitzakash av the Taz. They bring down a Rashi in Abo Yevimtoi, which Rashi seems to say on the Mishnah of Abo Yevimtoi, that a Koyin, a Mamza, there's no such thing. You can't, a Mamza, you can't eat Trume. It's like, Rashi seems it's not like the Taz. So it's beautiful. So Rashi L'shitosa is beautiful. So Memele, so if you say he's a Koyin, he can eat Trume. Sakocha is not a Mamza. A Mamza can't have Kedusha's Kune. It doesn't have Kedusha's Kol. Doesn't have Kedusha's Kune. So if he's a Koyin, so. According to the Taz, that's the will be a stickle hore. But let's go further. Beish bekontris, mishum shash mamzeres and asinis. Vikoshe. The lahochi lekele meichesh. It's amazay to clear a shell of a person as a mamza. Kedamrin and bachoilis. Gabi oivet kechovim veivet abo abas Yisrael. The father was a goy, the mother was a bas Yisrael. Damrin and lei. So they told him, so he's a pogum. He's a kosher, he's not a mamzer, he's a pogum. So they told him, zil goli, so you'll have a problem with the shidduch. Zil goli, either go into gola so no one will know about your, where you originate from, or inosiv basminoch. Or if you don't want to go in gola, so you have to marry an ishik. That also has the same pogam. That her father's a goy and her mother's a yidinim. Abba mashme. The im yelech lemokim shein makirin oisoy. But there's another eitz. If you want to go in golus and no one will know who you are, you see you bas yisod, then you don't have any problem. And you sod your kosher. You sod your kosher. You're not such a big yiches. Abu your kosher. So here no one will want to marry you, but if you go in Golus and no one knows about it, so ignorance is bliss. So Lamai says, so you'll find a good shidduch. So Vaistachois, Dimyelech Lamokim Shem Makirim Oisoi, Yasiyu Bas Yisrael, Afopi Shein Makirim, Leistav Kaboy Benosn Bemamza. Rashi says over here, Yeklera Shaila, When you clear a shayle by a chosen, you clear maybe he's a mamza of all things. So lemaisa, and you need to wait him to be mavara. So when this person's in the going golis and then meret hashidach, so they'll say we have to see credentials. So who's your father? Who's your mother? Maybe you're a mamza. They'll find out already who the father is. So what is he going to gain from golis? Weißt du, heus von dat Gemorre, you go in Golis, you just have a good personality and good midis and a Talmud Chochem, no problem whatsoever. You get a gewaltige Shidduch. So weißt du, heus, you don't care about Mamza. So the Megillah Shloime says, 100%. That's why Rashi was Merdik Meduyik. Rashi says, Lasiya Isha Miyuchesas Mali Biyuchsen. Rashi said, if she's a Kehenes, then they made a Gevaldike Chumah, you have to see who the husband is. He didn't tell him to marry a Kehenes, she married a Leviya. A Kehenes felt the Reichetais. Marry a Leviya, a Yisraelis, no problem. And the Leviya Yisraelis, they won't ask you any questions. They just look at your face value and it's finished. That's how the beginning Shloima wants to emphasize Tosfos Kash and Rashi. Someone came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. He said, "Niskayarti beni lebein atzmi." He told Rabbi Yehuda really was a goy, and there was Megayer himself, and there wasn't a kosher geiris. It was beni lebein atzmi. So he told them, "Listen, on yourself you're neman, on your children you're not neman." No one knew they were goyim. He's the one that starts off and saying they were goyim. So then, so vice twice, everyone assumed they were yidden. So that's Tais Viskash and Rash. You don't clear about mamzeres. V'nira l'rabbeinu tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, we're not speaking about mamzeres, we're speaking about something else. The lasiyoi isha de koma heine lasiyoi beduke midala di mois. An isha that there was a beduke of dala di mois, the generations up, from her mother's side, from her father's side, kidisnan basore yuchsen, anoise isha tzor shivde kachel dala di mois, ve'einemon im yisa isha beduka lahakshar bita lekoin b'loi bedike, ali yitztach livdoik acharov. Now, so Tosfos is saying as follows, that there are certain qualifications that a koin needs in order to marry an isha. Now, anoyse isha koin, that's a miuchastike koin, So he has to be Boydik Dala Dimois. Now we have such an Isha that passed this investigation. So she's kosher for a coin. Gewaldik. Now this person comes, his friend came and said, he's a coin. So he's a coin, he wants to marry her. So, Musif and Tosfos, the chashash is chalolos over here. There's no chashash of mamzeres, no chashash of chalolos. Makirim Yisrael, mamzerim shebenayim, ve makirim chalolim shebenayim. It's a chashash of chalolos. Now, so Mamela, he's a kohen, he wants to marry her, fakelt, it's the chazivik hogan, in ve'agefen, bin ve'agefen. He's a kohen, and she's bodok medaladimois, it's the chmeiradik. So the Gemara says, this doesn't mean anything. If we won't be boydik him, we don't know that he's a kohen. That means the seidechot said he's a kohen, which legabi trume it's not gefelach. Legabi yichus, if he'll have a daughter from her, and a kohen will want to marry his daughter, so we can't be secure that the daughter is kosher a kohen. I, the mother, is beduke midala de mois, but who says he's a koin? One koin said he's a koin. That's not, for yuchsen, that's not enough. So that means, for yuchsen, we clear, maybe you're a cholo. So memela ain't a nemon la siya isha to marry him off a wife. He can marry her. There's no shaila. The lashon of the gemara is shver, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a napshad. He can marry her if he wants, but when one marries Anisha Beduke, he feels secure that his children will be, the Kohen Gadol will run to marry them already, because she's Anisha Beduke. So we say, "Als her, we're taking right, you're taking right." But on you, we're not so sure that you're a Kohen. Could be you're still a cholo. So, ain't a nemon la siya Isha Beduke, that If they'll have a daughter, that the daughter will be mutter to a kohen. That means you. I don't know that you're a kohen. I'm not convinced that you're a kohen. And I dechot said you're a kohen. Fine, that doesn't mean anything. Legabi yuchsin, we need to wait. Vuhu adin. So it's a bissel dochuk. That means lasiya isha means we have to step lasiya isha beduka kedai she kohen yuchal lisas bitoy. That's what. That means if you want to be machshir him lavoide, he's also not nemo. Now this is a shail of chalolos. The chalolim are not. Chalisos not makir chalolim shebeneim. Agavuche, someone told me that he was in Italy and he heard. The Chidor was called Azuloi. So someone in Italy told him, what's the name Azuloi? Azuloi is Rosh Tevis. Isha Zoyna V'Chalola Lo Yikochu. The Chidor stammed from Chalolim. It was a Mishpocha of Chalolim. So they put on the family name, where Azuloi, Isha Zoyna, that was the sign. Isha Zoyna V'Chalola Lo Yikochu. That's Azuloi. He was a very choshev yid b'chida. Aval kaponim, not for a kohen to marry his daughter. Al kaponim, so Tosis they makirin. We see they makirin yisol chalolim shebenayim. We're not makir chalolim shebenayim. So memele, so one aid is not enough to be made that he's not a chalol. V'loy mishum sofik mamzeres in the sinis v'rashi said tolol echashinik in the pirash. V'chein mashma hosom, dekomar, dehi eina bedekes bedidei. The Gemara said she doesn't have to be bedek him. Lehuzruk sheires linose lipsulim. Because afilo she's a kahenes, she can marry a chalol. That's the Chayv Shat in the Gemara. V'im ishum mamzeiris unesines, avadai huzru, dehi shva akosav ishalish lechalonshin shebeteiris. If you're clearing a shayla, maybe he's a mamzer. So why doesn't she have to be by the kim? So Tzaraya, the only child's maybe is a cholol. He's a ksheres linosei b'psulim. Now, the Magine Shloime is Moira. He has a problem over here. We're talking about a kahenes. That's a beduke medala dimois. And the Gemara says she can marry him. Because he's a ksheres linosei b'psulim. And Tosis proof from that, so the whole shash is a shash of chalolis. The Magine Shloime said pshat and Rashi that a kahenis that we're machmer that we have to be chash maybe is a mamza. So what pshat she doesn't have to be baidikim. So the Magine Shloime explains that there's two gemoras, there's our gemora and the gemora over there. The gemora over there is speaking about a person who was ursik that he's a koyin. He wasn't an investigated koyin, but he was ursik that he's a koyin. So memele, so there attack the whole shaila, or maybe he's a cholo. He's a kohen. There's kohen that get blood there, but maybe he's a cholo. Fine. So that's the gemara over there. Here we have out of the clear blue sky, Reuven says Shimon is a kohen. I mean, we didn't know anything about the Shimon till Reuven said ani kohen and he's a kohen. That's the story by us. So by us, if we don't, till now we didn't know anything about him. So him we have to clear maybe he's a mamzer also. That means, so that's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds, Marlo also biyuchsin, if you did not know till now anything about his yiches, now someone pops up and says he's a kohen, fine. For Trume, we'll buy it. For yuchsin, we're not convinced maybe he's still a mamzer. For all practical purposes. That's our Gemara. The Gemara over there is speaking about a person who was Hurzak Shukai. We assumed he was a Kohen. There still could be this Chalolos in the Mishpoche. There could very well be there's still Chalolos in the Mishpoche. So that the Gemara says in Kedushin, Lehuzak Sheiras Linasi Lepsula. That's how the Megillah Shleim of emphasizes this Gemara. Vim time out. Imishum chalolas boitkin, so now Taisvis episodes mavare, we boitik for chalolas, is lo yivdeku, so why do you have to be boydeka daladi mois? A lo yichas avi olavad. This woman, you only have to find out who her father is. Da afilu hoisa imo chalolo. Afilu her mother was a chalolo. Sheiri ayidei aviyah. De lekul alma b'nei Yisroel mikve tare lechalolos. So that means afilu her mother was a chalolo and her father was a Yisroel, so she's not a chalolo. So memela because b'nei Yisroel mikve tare lechalolo. So memela fektachtois v'sal, what's this whole Indian of Daladimoy? She go back a few generations. If the only problem is chalol, if you're scared about mamzeres, no, so you have to go back. Who knows what's tutzachdom? If you're only scared about chalolis, so then just figure out who the father is and you're settled already. Yeah. Yishleim emachesh yitzricho livdoi kasicha sa'ov mishum chalolis. Agav chalolis utzach livdoi kolpsul shabo gam shum mamzeres and asinis. Period. So then we start to be baidik ready, so we want to make a clean sweep of it, so we want to be mavar everything. So that's why there's the inyan of daladimois. V'kula hachshmai to the matzachi b'dike lohosi bitoy lekoyin. We're claying a shayla, maybe he's a cholol. That's what we need b'dike. Osi kerameya. The rabbon on pligilei hosim lematzri b'dike va mikom mishpoches b'cheskes ksheres hainem. This is going to go into rameya that was machma. Ve'in tzorech afil eidechot til lahachsha b'tel lakuni. You don't even need an eidechot. B'cheskes kashas. Mi lahachsha b'noi oi atzmoi la'avoide tzorech the la'av b'cheskes kunoimet. In order to do the avoide, that it's not sufficient b'cheskes kashas, you need b'cheskes kuhune, and that you need a biro. Nam yefilo kerabono, nabi yotzo lovira, kida kama chosin, bimosai de rabono, bebedlo mumish la yotzo lovira, and you speak about the yotzo lovira, then you need a filo, according to the rabono, a biru, that he's not a posel lekoim. Sheli chodosh, vishel chaveri yoshan. So we heard that this seicher, this chamor, was telling that his is chodosh, the chavos is yoshen. Beperik afal pi perish bekunteris. The yesh meforshim that not chodosh and yoshen is speaking about the gashmi is the kemailus of the tvorit. Now we're speaking about halachic the kemailus. The yesh meforshim shem oima is speaking about that this grew after the krovos oima. Sheli chodosh. Mine is spring wheat and this grew after the krovos oima, so it's chodosh. So he's telling all the halachic dikemailas of the chavos. It's Musar, it's Yoshon. By him he is all chesreines. It's chodosh. It's not Musar. The lav milsi. So Rashi says Rashi is chaylik. So Rashi says that's not pshat. Im kain my metaretz bidmai hikilu. So what's the teretz? We asked a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was machma by trume b'dmai hikilu. Fine. Hotinach d'mai chodesh yoshem hikilu meime. There's another shayla over here that we don't believe him if it's chodesh or yoshon. So why do we believe him? This is a deraisa. V'oide lo imotzinu b'shum mokim shenechshedu amei ha'oretz ala chodesh. We don't need Edis over here. That means here's a Psegansa Maise. That he's made on Yen. The Namorz is only not Nemon on the mind, not on Chodesh. The Rashbam Pirish, that's the Rashash is there. So Rashbam Pirish, the Koi Ashvius. Chodesh does not mean Chodesh of Hakrovas Oime. It means Shvius. Shali Chodesh means mine Shvius. Shal chaveri yoshon et shishis. V'koma, shali chodosh v'godl b'shviyis. Then what? V'osu la'ashoy se'achar abiyo. You're not allowed to be mashed after the biyo. V'shal chaveri yoshon v'godl b'shonesh o'ovro. That grew b'shonesh o'ovro. The Ashkechen, where do we see that Shvius is called Chodosh? The Koyle Shvius Chodosh, the Snam B'Mesecha Shvius, Vered Chodosh. You have a Vered, a rose of Shvius, Shekovshoi B'Shemen Yoshon. You were Koyvish it in Shemen Yoshon of Shishis. You lack it as a Vered. So Al-Kaponim, we see from that Mishneh that Chodosh is Gematria Shvius and Yoshon is Shishis. Aye, so Rashi asked the kasha, so good, the Gemara answers b'dmai kilo, but there's another shayla over there, there's a shayla of Shvius. Chimishani b'dmai kilo b'shvius lechosh letaretz, the pshita leilashas, Rabbi Yehuda meikol b'shvius, b'shum debasri, Rabbi Yehuda chamir lehu Shvius, k'doma banazok. So memele, so that's why by Shvius he was meikol, you can trust everyone. Bein yirla bein etam. The stam am oritz le nechshit o ashviyas. The stam beperik at kame. Hachoshed ala maisa ene choshed ala shviyas. Hachoshed ala shviyas ene choshed ala maisa. Alme de stome einam chshudim b'shviyas. U maisa de toni eini maisa sheni. The maisa rishin chshudim ein. So but we're talking about maisa sheni and shviyas and there's no such stomer chashudim. Fakert amaratzim anat chosh. Unless he beferish chosh on one, he's not chosh on the other. So memele, so that's one kasha that he asks. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. So why do you need here birurim over here? Kasha number one. V'hod esnan b'meseches d'mai. Maisi loban izokin amoylech chitin letoichen kusi. A letoichen amoritz, a person brings his chitim to a miller that's a goy or an amoritz, and choishish loimishum maisev loimishum shviyis. So maistachois that there would be a chash of shviyis by amoritz, the mashmdach shudim ala shviyis, he kalamayim the mishum kusi nokat shviyis. The Amoritz is not Choshed HaShviyas. Inami, Bevadai Choshed Ayri. Speaking about an Amoritz, it's Vadai Choshed. V'chein ahi de maisi perkama de chulun, hanoisin l'shcheinosoi iso lefeis. It says, a person gave to the Shcheine an iso lefeis, k'teiro levashel, einei choshish, and they're gonna bake it in their house, or cook it on their oven, and echoshes l'seir v'tavlin shabo loy mishum maise v'loy mishum shviyis. You don't have to be chayish that they cooked it in their house, that they put tavlin, that means the house of the has the oven, or the has the cooking there, maybe they put tavlin of shviyis. You don't have to be chayish. So maise v'chayis, so that's a shtik teiri, not chayish, but maise is hamor, it's chayish. You have to say, the same thing that this Mishnah is speaking about, a choshed ala shviyas. Yeah. V'oit kosher Rabbeinu Tam, de'i be'isa chodosh o shviyas mayri, habalei lameimer shal chaveri einei chodosh. It's not osa halts chodosh, k'du kama einei mesukin. V'oitik shir Rabbeinu Tam, de'l'el day Mishnah de'chamorin t'nam b'meseches d'may, ha'nichnas le'ir. A person entered a city, ve'enei makir odom shom. He doesn't know anybody. For Omar, he goes over to a person, mikan nemon, mikan ma'asa. Like, can you tell me a person in the city who's a nemon, who gives maisres? Ve'omar loy echot, so this person answers him, ani eini nemon. Not me. I'm not a nemon. Ish ployni nemon, but Yenner is a nemon. Fine. Very nice of him. Holach v'lokachimen. He's a nemon, so he goes and purchases two of him. Omalei, so now he asks the second one, can you please help me? I'm a newcomer in the city. Mikan moicha yoshon. Who sells yoshon in the city? Omalei, misha sholchachetzli. You know the one? The one who sent you to me, he sells Yoshon. So the Mishnah says, Afa pi shehin ki goimlin zez. It looks very, very fishy, this whole thing. Re'elu nemon. Fine. So the Yoshan, Hainu de Lespe Issa Chodosh, if Yoshan means that it's not Chodosh, a Shvi is, Hayech Koine Mimisha Sholcha Yetzloi. So how can he go and buy it from him? He was the one that told him that he's not a Nemon, so how could he go and buy it from him? He sent him back. He told him before she's not a Nemon. Okay, the Mleireim is Meire, and other Mesimats Meiroshech. I mean, Yenna says he is a Nemon. He says he's not a Nemon, so in other Mesimats Meirosh. That's what I want to say. V'oid, Midiko Shoyl Lahayech Mi Meicha Yoshan. He says the whole thing is Meredik Modne. He's asking him, who sells Yoshan? Michlal Shemash Ekonim Imenu Kvar Hoyachodosh Hoyshviyis. So Vaistois, after the whole transaction, he asked him, tell me who sells Yoshan. So Memele, so Vaistois, he didn't get from him Yoshan. So he sold him Chodosh Hoyshviyis. V'loylei holach esel vishuhu nemo. Why did he go to him in the first place? He came to the city, and he asked, who's a Nemon, who's a Ma'aser? So what was Nemon? Nemon was Negeye Yoshan. Nemon was Negeye Shvius. That was a Taich Nemon. So yeah, that was the Shiloh. Who's a Nemon, who's a Ma'aser? So Lema'aser, so he sent him to that person. So that person is the Nemon. Now, after he makes the whole transaction, he asks him, who sells Yoshan? So what his wife says, he didn't sell Yoshan. He's the Nemon. He was the one that... That was the Shiloh to begin with. When he came to the city, his questionnaire was, who's a Nemon in this city? Who's a Ma'aser in the city? That was the Kashas. What does Nemon mean? Nemon means Lagabi Yoshan. That was Nemon. Ma'aser means Lagabi Ma'aser. That doesn't sell Ma'aser. So Memele, so Nemon is Gematria Ma'aser, or Nemon is Gematria Shvius, or Yoshan. So he sent him to him. Now after the whole transaction, he says, tell me, who sells Yoshan? Yoshan means the way Rashi said it's superior tvuah. It's dried up already. Chodosh is inferior tvuah. L'Ravu said Rabbi Yehuda Noktay. And it's a chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Af al pi shemegereya eshaloi. So this really looks, so the whole story looks goimlim. Agavucha de Marsho says that there's a machlekes Rashi in Taisvis. Rashi said that this speech that Yene is Yoshan and Ayev Chodosh, this was a maila. I mean, this was a svore to say, that I should trust him. And afal pi kein, we have to not be naive. But that's how Rashi says. Afal pi, look at it, Rashi says, ein yinemen. Afal pi shemed al shloish, ein yin masukim. So he sees a tzadik. Voi, shemoy, sivim zud, vo machayir, mashabech, shal chaveret. So we see, as lachman, mish a tzadik, yisoy doylom. Von deswegen, the chacham amod, ein yinemen, lahachzik, shal chaveret, becheskes masukim, shein el marimim. But al kaponim, Rashi would seem to be saying that the saying that mine is chodosh and my chavos is yoshan is a plus, that there's a more svara to believe, and Taisa says punfakel, that's a chiddush Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish l'goymlim, even though the goymlim is spelled out black and white. We see the goymlim. We see the whole thing is goymlim. That's a Taisus Lamshah. Peshkunus Nigel Bain Tamikid Ashbich Kama Lavus Drabuda Noktai. The Afro Pishma Gereye Shaloi Umashbir Shal Haver Emers the Tweike Goimlum. So the Goimlum is spelled out over here. The Lochin Lemon. Vim Toima. So Taisus says, if that's Pshat, that Yoshan and Chodosh spells out Goimlum, and came a Kashloi the Rabbonon at the Rabbonon. So what's the Kashloi the Rabbonon? Fakel. Ani koin v'chaveri koin. So it wasn't spelled out goimlim. You didn't see it black and white. It's yechaish. Maybe they're saying it for, but here this whole drosha spells out goimlim. Dilma hochu de chashini le goimlim, de doime shem goimlim, ke de perishes. Geschleime di lav de chashini le goimlim ba'alma mishem hochi le hava chashini entvei. If you wouldn't be choishes for goimlim, here we wouldn't be chayish face. Rabbi Yehuda is chayish le goimlim, so here it says afal pikeni, even though here there's a bigger shash of goimlim, you're not chayish. But if the rabboni are never chayish for goimlim, so even though this is more noite to goimlim, afal pikein, this is not a reason to be chayish.